and welcome to The Fortune Cookie. My name is Beatrice, and I am one of the co-hosts of The Fortune Cookie here today. I moved from Hong Kong to the United States about 6 years ago, so that was in 2013, and right now I am a student, my senior year studying at a private university, and here is our co-host, Tina Chow, my 老师, which is Chinese for teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina, and I moved to the U.S. from Taiwan about 4 years ago. And as you just heard from Xingmei, which is Beatrice's Chinese name, she just mentioned that 老师 is my job. So 老师 means teacher, professor in Chinese. So my job is I am a professor teaching Chinese language and Chinese culture in a private university in the U.S., So, again, welcome to Fortune Cookie. Our topic, our Fortune Cookie, will explore the differences on Western and Chinese cultures. And today, our topic of the day will be parenting. How interesting is that topic, Beatrice?
Yeah, 老师, it's pretty interesting. And it's a coincidence that actually my mom is visiting me this week. So I was able to spend a whole week with her, which is so very, very nice. And I really, really enjoyed it. Or am enjoying it because she's still here right now. Mm. And actually, knowing that we're going to be talking about this today, I was able to notice a lot of cultural differences between me and my mom because me moving from Hong Kong,
right,
and growing up here, mm-hmm. I am more westernized than her. But she brings a lot more of the Chinese culture, and I'm able to see more of the, you know, parent-child dynamic, which is pretty different within the cultures itself already. And for example, the other day I was just sitting in my room and then she comes in, and the way she talks to me, I realize, is a little bit more I would say high context, so I had to kind of understand her more on a deeper level, if that makes sense.
High context. Can you please give us an example of that with the dialogue or the conversation you had between you and your mother?
Yes, Sasha, of course. So high context was I had to read between the lines with her. And so Right. Because of that, I'm noticing that being in the Western culture, I feel as if, you know, from what I've observed, Western culture, within that, you are more direct with what you say, especially between parent and child. But in the Chinese culture, it's very much about, you know, respecting your elders. And so you have to be respectful with the way you say things and what you talk about. Mm. I don't know if it's the same for you, Lao Shi.
I think, first, I want to talk about the respect part. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about filial piety xingmei?
I heard of it, but I'm not that familiar with it.
Right. So filial piety, F-I-L-I-A-L-P-I-E-T-Y, this word is actually... Mm-hmm. Coming from Chinese culture, right? English doesn't really have this word.
Yeah.
So they basically create this word for Chinese culture.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
Right. So filial piety, this thing is respect your parents. Mm-hmm. And then something not in Western culture is children, of course, raise their children. Parents, of course, raise their children, right? Mm-hmm. But then in Chinese thinking is after the children grow up, when they are older, they have to take care of their parents in return.
Yeah.
Right? In return. This is a different thinking than Western culture. So that is something I want to talk about.
Yeah.
And do you have something to say about that?
Well, I feel like with respect, when it comes to... I believe in the Western culture, there is a certain extent of respect. But in the Chinese... Yeah. Definitely in its own sense. And maybe you have experienced it too. But within the Chinese culture, respect emerges, you know, everywhere, and especially with your parents, in the sense that there are certain things you don't, not that you don't talk about that, no, actually it is that you don't talk about it. You don't talk about it, and it's just, it's kind of unspoken. For example, there's a lot of different things that I actually, with my mom, I do talk about, and mm-hmm. it's interesting because I think moving to a new culture, and this kind of shows, like, to me at least, the binding of different cultures coming together, is that mm-hmm. I talk about some things with her, some things we don't talk about. And I just think being in the United States, it's interesting to see that push and pull, especially with, you know, Asian Americans.
Right.
Yeah.
So many Chinese parents actually don't say love. Mm-hmm. Is that the same case for you?
No, weirdly enough. And I think one is because of my upbringing, definitely. But also my mom herself, she embodies and embraces a lot of the Western culture. But
that's great.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. And I think definitely makes me more of an open-minded person. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, she also focuses a lot on the Chinese culture values, which, Lasha, I don't know if you, I mean, cultural values in Chinese culture is pretty important. You know, respect is one of them for sure.
Right.
And so she imparts those on me. And so definitely it's been a push and pull of knowing how much of what to, you know, incorporate into our relationship.
That is good.
Yeah. I don't know if, for Lasha, how about you, if with your mom, you know, with your parents, how do they show that they love you? Or, you know, do they even show, you know, it at
right,
all?
Right. Thank you for asking that, Xingmei. Because I'm a professor teaching Chinese culture and language, I'm always seeing myself as an ambassador, trying to deliver the most accurate culture and tradition to whoever, the mm-hmm. learners, right? Mm-hmm. Or the people I just contact with. Mm-hmm. So you might think my parents will be very, very traditional, very, very, how do I say, more, very Chinese, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But actually, my mother is very different from the stereotype, just kind of like your parents, even though she doesn't even live here, right?
Yeah.
She lives in Taiwan.
Your mom doesn't live here.
Right, she mm-hmm. lives in Taiwan, and she grew up there, and she's just there her whole life, right?
Yeah.
So, my mom is never shy on giving words and information, and she always encouraged me, even though I made a mistake mm-hmm. or, you know, if I fail, if yeah. I had something I didn't do well, and she mm-hmm. always encouraged me, mm-hmm. and I think that's a great part and mm-hmm. make me a better person.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. But also, I have to say that my mom also have a lot of very, very traditional part and yeah. some stubborn part that it's hard to change in. But I also think it's great value in a lot of the Chinese culture that we should, you know, still follow the tradition.
Yeah. Yes. I agree. I mean, also thinking about a lot of the friends I have, you know, at college or even, you know, out of the country, when it comes to, I mean, our generation also is kind of the generation where we're breaking out of the norm. There's a lot of social activism happening, you know, at this time of our lives, and maybe not as much in Asia, but in the US definitely. And you can see with the Asian Americans here, who are, you know, who have the values from Chinese culture, they joke a lot. And, you know, it's about how the parents would act in certain ways in terms of, like, being
right.
super strict and being, you know, super a certain way, super tuning into the Chinese values. And in a way, nowadays, we kind of make fun of that.
Right.
But not that it's a bad thing, but that it's just interesting to see how we take something seriously and we're kind of making it a little bit more light. Mm-hmm. And but even when we do that, you know, I still see a lot of my friends still keep that, like, value close to their heart.
Mm. Remember you just talk about read between the lines.
Yeah.
And I remember you actually told me of a video that you watched on, is it called Wang Fu Production?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure many of you out there have heard of Wang Fu Production.
Mm.
They are a YouTube channel and they're very big in the Asian community. They are based here in LA. And I know many of my friends are fans. And so, yeah, their stuff is very, very cool. But one of their videos is, I'm sure, titled What Asian Parents Don't Say.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, the title speaks for itself for what it talks about. And it just shows how, like, your, how the parents, what they talk about, it's kind of like what they say compared to what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you have to read between the lines. It's kind of like with boyfriend and girlfriends. I mean, this is just not attached to culture whatsoever, but how people joke, like, oh my god, when you're the boyfriend and you have a girlfriend, you have to, you know, read between the lines, because maybe whatever the girlfriend says isn't
read what, their mind.
Yeah,
you basically have
to read their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what the video talks about, is how with Asian parents, you need to read between the lines. So it's, for example, when they say, I love you, you know, they don't say that because it's kind of awkward.
So how sometimes do they say, I love you? What would they say?
Well, sometimes many different things. Sometimes they'll come in into your room and ask, you know, have you eaten yet? Or on top of that, they might say, you know, when they, if, let's say you win a prize,
right,
and they see what you, and then they might say, you know, not bad. But what they really meant was, you know, I am proud of you, but I know you can do better. So in a way, it's, they're pushing
right
us to do better. So it's all in our own good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah. So actually, I'm glad you mentioned that. Have you eaten yet? It's actually kind of like a greeting word in Chinese language.
Yeah.
Just doesn't matter if it's parenting, just a greeting word, people that showing that they care for each other.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time they don't say, how are you? Actually, we don't really have this, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
We say, have you eaten yet? As our, how are you?
Yeah.
So it's, 你吃饭了吗?
Yeah.
Is the word. It's the sentence.
In Chinese, right?
Yeah, it means, have you eaten yet?
Mm-hmm.
So it is less awkward for parents to say that to Chinese parents, to say that to their kids.
I agree.
Showing that they actually love them.
Yeah.
So it's more in action.
It is more in action. I think it's them showing that they care. Like, that's the way that they show that, oh, you know, I'm thinking about you and I care about you.
Right.
But when we look at maybe, like, the Western culture, you know, left and right of, like, my friends at Chapman who aren't from the Chinese culture, they talk a lot about, you know, oh, you know, like, on the phone, and they're like, I love you, when they, like, hang up the phone. And it's very casual, very easy for them to say that. But when you listen to maybe one of, you know, someone who's from the Chinese culture, they say something, talking on the phone with their parents, they won't, that's not something that will come up in conversation.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So let's conclude a little bit. It's just, less awkward is the way that Chinese parents talk to their kids. So they will use a different way to express themselves.
Yeah, they'll use different ways, like many different. And sometimes, even for me, when my mom talks like that, I feel it comes off the wrong way. If you're not, like, for the longest time, I did take it differently. I was thinking, oh my God, why is my mom so hard on me? Why is she being a certain way? But honestly, when I recently tried to view it differently, I noticed that it was just her way. Like, that's how she knows to show that she loves me.
Mm.
And by pushing back against her, just kept on fighting. Like, sometimes she would tell me, like, oh my gosh, like, why did you sleep so late or whatever? And, you know, parents do ask their kids that. But for me, the way she asked it so much that I'm like, why are you bothering me?
Mm-hmm.
But that's because she's showing that she cares and loves about me.
Yeah, so we actually really know that the Western culture is so famous for being direct.
Oh, yes, yes,
and,
yes.
And Chinese culture is more famous for being very reserved in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Even in business, a lot of times the Westerners are dealing with, you know, Chinese people in business, they just have a lot of questions about, okay, I have to read between lines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know if I'm gonna get a case. And that person actually said that, does that mean yes, or does that mean no? And is that person mad, or is that person...
So it's like you question either like yes or no, or this
so
or that.
So sometimes they actually say something and they actually underline is another meaning, right?
Exactly. So it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it drives me crazy sometimes. Like, underline, you're like, I don't know what's happening. But it trains you, you know, and it allows you to understand more people,
Do
I
you
think.
Prefer in a certain way?
I personally, sometimes I'm very much of a, I used to be a very direct, just whatever is said, that's what it means.
Okay.
And, but now, like, like I said, like recently I've been opening up my mind more and knowing how to kind of read between the lines and understand people on a deeper level.
Yes.
You know, I don't, like, also with your mom, is it the same way? Does she talk the same way? Like,
she, indirectly? If she talk indirectly, I really think my mom talks very direct. Yeah, she always being very direct on what I do good and what I do bad.
Lucky you. You get it right away.
Very strict on what I did, what I do bad too, but very encouraging with what I do right.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's just what I mentioned.
Yeah, so it's not something that you're always questioning, like, oh, there's all that. But I think deep down, regardless of whatever culture we're from, you know, we know how our parents communicate,
right?
And we know where they're coming from. We know that they love us, and that's, you know, something that if you keep that in mind, whatever they say, it comes from a positive intent.
Yes, you just have to know that even though they don't say it to you, but they can show it in a very different way. They could show it by action, they could show it by acts of service, quality time spending with you.
Yeah, it's kind of like the love languages,
right?
Right, like the love, and you know, you might have a different love language from what your parent has, a different love language, and I'm sure somehow it ties into whatever culture we're from. But you know, something like that. And the funny thing is, within parents, like I said, sometimes the things in, within Chinese culture you don't talk about, you know. And so sometimes you can't just ask them, hey, what's your love language? You know, like, what do you like this or do you like that? Because they won't be open to talking about that. So also as a child, you're in the Chinese culture, I feel like you're kind of trained.
This is very interesting. So actually, you need to do a test in order to know your language, your love languages, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that with your parents?
I've done it. I don't think my mom, I think I've told her to do it, but she hasn't done it.
Oh.
And I don't know, maybe that means something. I don't know.
You wanna do that, maybe?
I know, because that would be, have you done it with your...
I actually did.
You did?
I did it with my mom.
But it, what did Lasha's mom say, or what was...
Her result was top three, I think it was gift.
Oh.
Quality time and acts of service.
That's interesting.
Right. So this is her top three.
That makes a lot of sense. Also because physical touch, I know, is a love language.
Right.
But within the Chinese culture, you know, physical touch isn't a widely... If you look at the Western culture, it's more about hugging and sometimes even kissing on the cheeks. And a lot about sometimes even just between, you know, friends, like you are more physically... you know, in touch with each other, but with, you know, the Chinese culture,
it's right, it's true. So Chinese culture, parents first don't really say it, and probably don't really hug, kiss kids as much as the Western parents. Do you agree on that?
Yeah, no, definitely.
What about your parents?
Well, my parents, my dad not as much, but my mom loves hugging me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she loves. And then if I lean on her shoulder, you know, she'll lean back. And so that's the way sometimes I'm like looking at the Chinese culture, moving over to the Western culture. It's interesting to see how they blend together. You know, what's allowable and what's still stands strong within the Chinese culture.
Right.
Yeah.
I think... just thinking about that you just say about leaning at each other, toward each other. My mom does like holding hands.
Right?
Isn't it cute? Yes, she likes
it's
holding
so
hands.
It's so cute. Mm-hmm. I think it's such a, it's also, I think it goes past sometimes culture, just, you know, between, that's why within cultures, there's a lot of similarities too, I think. And it's like the mother-daughter relationship or the mother-child or whatever parent-child relationship. If you have that relationship in whatever culture, there are certain things, no matter where you're from, it's going to be the same.
Right.
You know, like how you love each other.
I think the best way is if you're having conflicts with your parents, the best way is probably if you can stand at your parents' point of view and think in their shoes, then you will have a better understanding and you will be more open-minded and no more conflicts will be there.
Yeah, I agree. I think the biggest takeaway today, you know, and I, from what we've shared, is a lot about being open-minded.
Right.
And knowing that there are similarities between these cultures when it comes to parenting, but also seeing that, you know, certain things in terms of communication, in terms of the way you show love between the parent-child relationship can be different.
Right.
And so we hope you today have enjoyed, you know, learning from our own experiences, our own insights, and, you know, have your own, you know, enlightenment through, you know, this episode right here. And to, we want to leave you with a thought to ponder. And it's, what ways do you show your parents that, you know, that you love them?
That is a great sentence that we want to all think about.
I agree.
So thank you all for joining us today, and remember that Fortune Cookies
is about
love,
respect,
and thrive. We'll see you next time on the next episode.
Bye
bye.